Time now on the Bedosa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Last night's crowd was their second largest of the year. Regular season title on the line is as loud as this building can get. How important was getting that first one last night?
Well, you want to try to play with a lead on the road, Schulze, and we did that last night, and it kind of energized our bench. And we felt pretty good, and I thought we actually built on it pretty good in the first period.
Do you hate that Ole Ole song as much as I do?
Yes, I do. We've got a new song, but I guess we're used to it after all these years.
After they scored their offense, certainly kicked it into another gear. I thought you defended their studs pretty well. You agree?
Yeah, I do. And after watching tape, we did a pretty good job. There were some times that, whether they were left open or they found ice, but, you know, then Bitz obviously was pretty strong. But I think overall, Schulze, we did a pretty good job of really keeping shots down, keeping shot attempts down, and containing them pretty well.
I don't know if their defense gets enough credit. How do you think they defended your studs?
Oh, they defend well. They got a big defensive core. I mean Shide's our smallest defenseman at 5'11". I mean, Clint Lewis is probably 6'4". You know, Brickley's 6'3". You know, Reese Zamolik, you know, he's probably 6'2". You know, so they got some pretty big guys back there, and they do a good job of staying on the D side. Yeah, they do also a very good job, and we saw it last night, and obviously it validated it on tape. They just do a very good job when the pucks go to the point. You know, we box out. They kind of just leave their man, and they block shots. It's really hard getting shots through, so we got to try to get shots behind them, whether it's end wall plays or pucks behind the goal line. But they do a very good job of keeping the play in front of them, keeping the puck in front of them.
Your penalty kill has been one of the best in the country all year. Have you relied on it too much lately? Have you been taking too many penalties?
Yeah, well, I guess if you take too many penalties, you're relying on it. But last night, I mean, when I look at different things on the power play, and our penalty kill, our structure was good. They scored a goal last night, and our structure was good. We just didn't clear a puck properly, but it was nobody's fault. The puck went to Danny Bill, and he just hammered it. And, you know, give Shide credit. He kept it in, and then he made a play, and then they got a rebound goal. But I really liked our structure on our penalty kill last night. I liked our aggressiveness up ice. We kept the puck in front of us, and, we cleared pucks when we had to. And, you know, we didn't give them a lot of zone time. That's the one thing tonight. They're going to make some changes, so we have to make sure, too, that we're pretty good in zone. But overall, our penalty kill, our structure, that was good last weekend, and it was good last night. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Michael Bitzer set the record pretty early in the second period for most saves ever in Beaver history. He hates talking about stats. Says the only one he cares about is wins. What does that say about him as a guy?
Well, he's just a great kid. You and I talked on the postgame show last night about, I mean, he's everything you want in a player. Again, he works hard. He's an athlete. He's a great kid on the ice, off the ice, in the weight room. He says the right things. He does the right things. And he's just been a joy to coach.
North Coach Ceritori, when we return, the Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Still don't know, Tom, who the eighth team is going to be in the playoffs, but you're set, and Huntsville and Bowling Green could certainly play again next week. Looking back and trying to remember last week of the regular season, first week of the playoffs, same teams. You guys in Minnesota did it, I believe, in 2013. I remember back to those years, man, that was a great two-week stretch of those four games. Three of them, I think, were one-goal games. What does familiarity this time of year mean come playoff time?
Well, you're exactly right. I'll never forget that Gopher series. We played them in Minnesota, and we felt we made some great adjustments during the week. And I'll never forget we lost in overtime. We had the lead. We had the lead. It goes into and then they scored at the end of the third period. It goes into overtime. We missed a wide open net. I was just a wide open net, and they came down and scored. And but I'll never forget. I felt it was like playing a 4 out of 7 series, because you're playing teams straight, and you get to know each other so well. You get to know the tendencies. Obviously things that they do on faceoffs. I remember it was a chess match when we played Minnesota that year. So if somebody obviously meets next week, and then you said obviously Huntsville and Bowling Green, it could be a very it could easily be those two playing each other next week, and I think it's going to be interesting to see again how all that shakes out.
I thought Mike Hastings had a great quote last night after the game. He said, "We'll celebrate on Monday, but we got to get back to work on Saturday." He played 2 years at St. Cloud State and then had a back injury and was done playing. That was before you got there as an assistant coach, but he graduated, I think, in 93. Was he still involved with the program at all while you were there as an assistant, or was he? Did he finish up school as he was coaching in the USHL?
Him and I coached together. My first year at St. Cloud, Mike and I coached together. And that was my first year in 93. And I think, you know, Mike, when he graduated, he got there in 87. So, and then he did a little USHL coaching, you know, before that and finished up his degree. But Mike and I were, John Harrington left. And their other assistant coach, who I can't remember his name was at this time, left. And they, Craig hired Mike and I, two guys who were green. And we were young, we were green. And, I look back at that year and learned a lot. We had a lot of fun. So then the next year, Mike went to Omaha and was the head coach of the Lancers because Mike Genzel left Omaha to become the assistant coach at the University of Minnesota. And that's when we brought Brett Peterson at St. Cloud. So that's just a little bit of that dynamic. So, no, Mike and I actually coached together for a year.
If this was a football game, you'd be, quote-unquote, resting your starters and getting them prepared for next week. Hockey isn't that way. How do you balance not getting guys hurt but still trying to win a game?
Can't worry about it. You just got to play. And to me, it's no different. This game's no different than last night's game or last weekend's game or 2 weekends ago. So, you could easily get somebody hurt tonight. But we only can bring 22 on the road, so we got 22. So we got to play who we got to play.
You're to the point now where the power play struggles are starting to be a concern?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we need our power play to bail us out. We need our power play to bail us out. But there's also some good things that you see in our power play. There's some puck movement. There's some structure that's pretty good. So, is there a little concern? Yeah, they got to come through. But you also have to realize, too, that it's not overly easy at times. So we're working hard at it. They're working hard at it. And we don't need them pressing. Sometimes we just got to make the right play and maybe shoot at the right time, make the right play at the right time, and go more tape to tape. Don't put pucks in the feet or whatever it might be. But you just gotta play through it, Schulze.
Where else do you need to get better tonight?
I don't think we need to get better any other place. I thought we played a pretty good 60-minute game. I thought it was a great hockey game last night. I thought we played outstanding. I thought we played outstanding. I had no issues with our game. And I've said it before, I mean, we all want to win. We all want to win. But if we're playing good hockey and we're playing hockey like that last night, I can't ask any more out of those guys. And, I mean, they emptied the tank. I thought, again, our structure was good. Our compete level was high. And, I look at our penalty kill was good. Our power play, we made our share of plays. We didn't convert. But, overall, again, I thought it was a really good outing. I only have one concern. We got to win some faceoffs. It's the only thing I got right now. Is it's amazing how your power play is better too if you win faceoffs. We didn't win a power play faceoff, so we have to win more faceoffs. And they owned us on the dot last night, and we got to get better there.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.